There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And today is a good one, you guys. We have one of our favorite new cast members from Winter House, Rachel Clark. Rachel, welcome to Two Judgy Girls.
Woo! Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am so tired, but I'm so happy to talk to you guys. And let's get into it.
I will say she does look stunning.
Yes. Beautiful.
I was like, oh my God, she's like gone in full glam for us. We're not actually going to like show your face.
Oh my God. Just for you guys.
I thought you did it just for us. Okay. Well, we've been like loving you since you joined the show, joined the cast. This isn't your first foray into reality TV though. You were on Full Bloom, which was an HBO Max floral competition show.
This is true. Yes.
Yes. And what's outside of that being like a competition show, like what are the similarities to that and like Winter House? Is there anything that you're, or differences, I guess, too?
Yeah. I mean, like something that has definitely been similar is I've had to revisit some things in my past that I would rather not, or I revisit at my own time. So that's been something that's been like equally challenging, but rewarding at the same time. I think it's been a very therapeutic thing for me to like, you know, continually talk about certain things from my past. Differences is, I mean, like HBO was a lot of fun, but definitely stressful. And Winter House was purely about having fun. And that was just like, having fun is tiring, you guys. Like,
one of my questions is, do you guys get hungover? Are there IVs? Like, I don't understand how you can keep going.
Everyone always asks that, like, how did you do it? And I was like, there was no other way. You just had to.
Just fight like, through it. 17 yeah, days straight.
And honestly, I don't know how, because I get hungover so easily nowadays, like from like one glass of wine. And I don't know how that's possible, but I did not get hungover once. I don't know if it was the cold weather or the amount of Red Bulls I drank. Like, I don't know. I have no idea, but I did not take care of myself very well. And I was not hungover. I was just deeply tired.
Oh my gosh. It's probably like the pure adrenaline of it too. Of like, okay, guys, I assume like, it's like every room has a camera in it.
Yes.
If the crew is there, I assume like from like when you wake to like when you guys go to sleep. So you're like, you kind of always have to be on.
Exactly. Like there was no other way but to be on.
So. Yeah.
But like my body like crashed when I came home and I was like, goodbye. I don't want to see a single human being.
You needed a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah. Isn't that what everyone says anyway?
So pulling it back, like how did you get connected to Kyle and Amanda for their wedding? I felt like at the end of the last season of Summer House, it was like very apparent that we were supposed to kind of know who you were, almost to like set you up for Winter House a little bit. So how did you get connected to them?
So it was actually a mutual friend. And I remember he reached out and he's like, hey, I was like, hello, like interested. He's like, can you talk? And I was like, and then I always get stressed out. I'm like, about what? Are you mad at me? Like,
totally. Like what did I do? You're like, oh shit. What yeah, was my last like, conversation about them?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. And then he basically was just like, explained the story or like explained the reality of the situation that, you know, like Kyle Amanda's floor is dropped out and like, are you available? And like all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God. Like, and I looked at my schedule. I was like, no, I'm not available, but I will become available. And like, also like it helped the fact that like I had worked with the wedding planner prior to that. So we already had like an established relationship and sense of like trust in like our work ethics. So I think that made the whole, like the stressful situation, like a little bit more easy because like, I'm like, oh my God, Julie, the wedding planner, I'm like, she's got it under control and like, I'll figure it out. But yeah, like that's how we got connected. And like, I took the initial like, phone call with them and I fell in love with Amanda's like mood board inspiration. And I just felt like so like in like, just, I just vibed with her so well. And I was like, I need to do this wedding purely for the fact that like, I love her aesthetic.
Yeah. It turned out absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yes. Did you get to like stick around the wedding in the later evening?
Listen, like I
come on, spill the tea. We heard some rumors. Listen, we heard some rumors.
First of all, everyone thinks that like it was a fake plot. It was not. Like I did not kill myself to like I did not sell my soul to this to be on Bravo. Yeah. Like it, like the whole.
You actually story, did like, the flowers.
Yeah, I actually did the flowers. Of course, actually fell through. Like all of this, but did I stick around? No, because I killed myself that weekend to make their wedding work. Like. Usually weddings, you book your vendors a year or 2 years in advance. So the fact that I had to cram in all of their details into under 2 weeks and having other events simultaneously happening, like I was tired. Like I think I worked 14 hours the day before their wedding. I was up until God knows when. I was up at 5 a.m. driving to New Jersey with a U-Haul, another van, yeah, and a car full of my like assistants. Like I was tired, and also I was like, I gotta go, I need a shower, I need a burger. I took everyone out to eat and drink. I was like, goodbye.
Yeah, I get that. So you didn't, so okay, so then when you came into Winter House, you were like kind of surprised of who the cast was. You know, you didn't have any impressions from the wedding that changed over when you met people in the house.
No, I didn't know who was going to be there. Like, I had met with Amanda and I met with Sierra. Like, we caught up and talked and stuff. But, like, I wasn't really sure who was going to be there. And honestly, I was okay with that. Like, I like to be pleasantly surprised. And, yeah, I had no expectations other than, like, I'm going to have a good time.
You seem to gel really easily with the cast. Like, it felt Thank like immediate, you. Like, you walked in and everybody was like, we love Rachel.
I mean, like, I like to think I'm, like, mad lovable. I don't know. But, but like, on some real shit, I get along with everybody. I always say I could talk to a wall. Like, I can find, like, I can relate to a lot of people, different types of people. And, you know, like, I'm going to make the most of every situation and just try to, like, just be me. And if they don't like me, then like, that is what it is, you know? So, but like, yeah, I did get along with everybody and it was a lot of fun.
Who do you talk with most from the cast? Like right now?
Right now? I mean, like I talked to Amanda. I love Sierra. I wished Paige a happy birthday the other day. It was her 30th. I have seen Jason off, like, you know, like hanging out and whatnot. Every now and again, I'll chat with Corey because I'll just see a funny meme or something and be like,
where does Corey live?
He lives in South Carolina, North Carolina, one of the Carolinas. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I mean, I'm very fond of Kyle and, in return, like obviously through Paige, like Craig is great. And I did reach out to Jess recently, just because of all the things that are going around and people aren't so nice and, you know, it's just so unnecessary. So
yeah.
And me and Austin will DM here and there because I'll just be like, hey, hi. And, you know, like, you know,
keep in touch.
Yeah. I mean, it's not shown like super often, but I really like the friendship that we get to see between you and Kyle, like from the moment that you guys were the avocados. And then there was something that like, in one of the episodes recently where you guys were just like chit-chatting. And I was like, there's like definite like friendship there that I can see. And I don't feel like we get to see enough of it on the show because there's just so many cast members this year,
yeah,
plus all the additional guests.
Yep.
But outside of that, you did mention Jason. And now, because in real time, we know you have a gorgeous new boyfriend, but we do have to go back to Jason and talk a little bit about that.
Let's do it. What do you want to know?
Basically everything. Right? He seems like such a catch. You guys had such like good vibes and he's such a calming presence in the house. It feels like, did you find yourself like attracted to him like immediately? Or was it like a slow burn, which it feels like it might've been with him?
Definitely a slow burn. So I will say Jason is a great guy, you know, like, of course he's handsome, but he's so much more than that, you know? And I think like, yes, like fast forwarding the fact that I have, like, I'm in a relationship with like an amazing guy and I love him and I've been waiting 31 years to meet someone like him. But you know, like at the end, like I wasn't looking for someone better than Jason by any means. Like he is a catch for sure. I was just looking for someone different that's better for me. And in the end, like that's what it came down to. It's not that we don't have respect or care for one another. It's just like, we aren't compatible on that level. And you know, like that's what, like, you can't really fight someone on that. You're like, okay, true, valid.
Three people for somebody else, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
How was the chicken parm?
Oh my God. I mean, that's my favorite food. And he like crushed it.
Is
like,
he a good cook actually?
Yeah, he's okay. A wonderful cook. Like I've never tasted more crispy breaded chicken in my life. Like start a restaurant, Jason, with Italian chicken parm. Do it.
Seems like he cooks every meal for like you set the aesthetic of the house and then like he cooks all the meals, I feel is what happens.
He does. And I think it's like someone's got to do it. Otherwise, we'll be eating Lunchables and cereal and cold. So it's like someone's got to do it.
Yeah. So off of that, like what's something that like bothered you most in the house? I mean, I think as viewers, something that bothers us is like the cleanliness of the house. But I don't know if that was the same on your end or if there's something worse than that.
Yeah, definitely the cleanliness. Like everyone's like, how can you live like this? I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like yeah. I'm one person and like, I don't like, but what's like something that was unlivable. I mean, let's see.
Doesn't even have to be like with cleanliness, like just stuff that like annoyed you, pet peeves, got under your skin. Was there like a really bad fight that happened that you want to talk
she's
about?
She's digging.
You're trying, but I'm smarter than that. I know. I mean, I think like it was, it, for me, like, I consider myself an introverted socialite. So I definitely like need my time alone. And I felt like, I felt like I couldn't take as much time as I needed to be alone. But in the same degree, like, I wouldn't trade that, because if I isolated myself, I would further feel like not involved in things. And, you know, like, I wanted to be involved. I wanted to get to know people. I wanted to build relationships and friendships. So like, it was a priority of mine that like, I maybe like neglected some maybe like me time in order to like insert myself into other situations. And I don't regret that at all, but like, I would have preferred maybe some more alone time. But
you at least got your mornings, right? Like, I feel like you're the only one awake at those hours.
If you do know this episode by episode, I am getting up later though.
It's like 6 a.m. now, you know?
Yeah.
No, but
6 a.m. and then it's like 9 o'clock, which is very late for me. I don't like lounge around like that, but like, it's funny. Like, for me, at least, maybe no one else is paying attention, but like my sleeping habits.
Well, and it's interesting because we see you go into like Paige's room and you're talking to different people. And, you know, I think you asked this question last week, like, do you think Jess is actually being left out, or is she not making the effort?
I think that she had a different set of priorities maybe going into this. And I think she expresses like why she might have done what she had done and choose to do the things that she did. I don't think the girls were mean. I think that, you know, like, when things go wrong or you have confrontation with people or you're fighting or whatever is happening, you're stressed out, like, you naturally gravitate towards people that you feel comfortable with and you feel like you're in a safe space. And I think like we all understand that. So like, when things would happen and only like they would understand that, like, they're going to talk about it amongst themselves. And that's like, you can't take that personally, because like, that's what you would want to do. Like, you want to talk to like your long-term friends. And I think like, in the end, like, Jess took that maybe more personally than she did, or didn't understand the dynamics of that. And like, for me, I'm like, oh, I don't, like, I totally get it. Like, and I just made myself available to be like, involved or included. And like, you know, it's like, hey, I'm over here. Like, I'm here if you want to talk or like whatever. And I didn't take it personally. So like, I think Jess did, unfortunately, because, you know, at the end of the day, like, yeah, we're here to have a good time, but like, there's still real things going on. Like, there's still problems and like emotions happening. That's not all happy, you know? So,
and there's real estate in the metaverse to be sold, you know? So
I have no idea what that even means. I'm sorry.
Jess is telling us she's works in the metaverse, you know, and she's selling real estate there. And I'm not really sure what that totally means, but maybe we'll
girl knows it either. So maybe you'll have to ask her. I certainly don't know. I play with flowers, supposedly. So.
What was like the worst fight that you like experienced in the house?
I think you'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
I mean, this,
there's something coming.
We saw the extended preview of Austin, you know, dropping this bombshell of him and Lindsay after the wedding. So
that was wild. See, like, these are things that I don't understand. And like, I'm playing catch up every time I'm like just existing in the house. I'm like, what? That happened? Who said that? What's happened? Like, I literally, like, I don't know any of like,
there's a lot things like happening behind closed doors. And then it must be like, who knows what? Like,
exactly.
And like, wait, maybe, do you know that? I'm scared to talk about it.
And the timeline of these shows airing and then also in real time, everything happening. Like, it must just be as like somebody new, just watching like a tennis match of like the ball going back and forth.
Literally what it felt like. But I'm like a nosy person and very like, I'm very like, like, I'm observant. And in, like, maybe that's why people think like I'm shy at first, but I'm like, I'm just taking it all in. So I will retain this and use it against you if I need to.
I was just going to say, like, I'm going to figure out what side I'm on and who I need to remember things about.
Exactly. So like, when you're talking about the teaser upcoming episode, like, I had no idea what was going on. And also like, I had nothing to do with that. So really I'm just like sitting there, like sipping the tea and eating popcorn. I'm like, how is this going to turn out? Or why are we upset? Or like, I don't know.
It's like that Kim Kardashian meme behind the bush, you know, where she just kind of peeking out.
Literally, that's me. Like, and I have no shame in that. Like, I got along with everybody in the house. Yeah. So it's like,
And it's like a revolving door. Like, I'm loving all the guests. Like, I wanted the Toms to stay longer.
Oh, they were so fun. Like,
were they there for only like 48 hours, really?
I think so. Yeah. It was very like short and sweet, but I feel like that's all you need.
He unclogged the sink, which was felt like very helpful for the team there.
Can he do that to my sink now? Because I need it.
But that's your boyfriend for. I want to know more about the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, if you.
Okay. Tell us his name, his age, what he does. Like,
how you met him.
Yeah. How long you've been dating?
What was the meet cute? Yeah.
Oh my God. It's actually so cute. It's like a modern day romance. His name is Thomas. He just turned 44. So we love that. We love a man, older man.
Mary's boyfriend is how old, Mary?
45.
Yeah.
Love that. How you like
I'm,
it?
I'm 37. Okay. It's great. It's working out.
He is an interior designer architect. So we have a lot of in common in terms of like being creative and appreciating art and just like, you know, the simple things in life. And we met because he actually slid into my DMs.
Yes.
It happened actually over a year ago. And he had lived in New York for, I don't know, like I think like 13 years or so. And then he moved away to Texas. So he actually DM'd me like when he was living in Texas because he saw my HBO show. And honestly, he was just complimenting me and on my work. And he just was like appreciating it and had no like romantic like intentions. But of course my head was like, oh my God, he wants me. He likes me. But like
obviously.
I don't know if two people from opposite sex can talk to each other without liking each other.
Right. No.
Maybe I'm tainted. Like I just automatically think that. But anyway, like aside from that, like we ended up getting a drink one like, you know, like a couple weeks later after that. And it was platonic, you know, like it was fine. Like I thought he was really handsome. Like he was super sweet. And like we just kept in contact over like next, like whatever X amount of months. And he moved back a couple months ago and we got drinks and like, I don't know, one thing after another. And honestly, I've been waiting like 31 years to meet a guy like him. And I've never felt more me or comfortable with someone. And I honestly couldn't be happier. So
yeah, I want to cry. This is like so cute.
Are you guys?
I do. It's like, it's so wonderful. And it's like, I don't know. It was just very serendipitous, and I'm really happy.
Any holiday plans together?
Yes. So, cool. You know, like holiday time for me has been really kind of sad and dark over the last like several years, just because like I lost my dad, I lost my brother, and like my family is like very, very small, and holidays have been forever changed. So it's kind of like a sad point for me and stuff. Mm-hmm. But meeting him and like we have all these like cute holiday plans, it's kind of like put me in the holiday spirit again. And like, I'm like so excited. We're going upstate for Thanksgiving and like, we're like, you know, figuring out Christmas and stuff, but like, it's so cute. I'm like, I'm not alone.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Creating your own memories and new traditions together.
Yeah, it's so nice. And I'm just so excited instead of being like sad.
Yeah, totally.
Let's take a quick break.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Maybe you guys will like do something together. He's doing like interior design, like architecture. Maybe you're like going to do the floral arrangements for some. There's got to be something, because I was like on your website. I was looking at your very impressive roster of clients. I mean, wow. Like
Kendall Jenner, did you do an 818 event?
I did. I've done quite a few events for her throughout like the New York area. And so cool. I've worked with her and Kourtney Kardashian. I'm like, who's next? Which other one? I'm either do Kylie like lip gloss. Am I going to do Skims? Like, yes, I would love Skims.
Never forget Arthur George.
Yeah.
That's a throwback.
Yeah. Rob socks there.
Honestly, I feel like working for Rob would be super interesting. I mean, I've been off the grid for years.
What does that even mean?
He has a hot sauce company as well. So
I didn't know. And I
Mary's
love
a sauce. Big Kardashian fan. Big Kardashian fan.
Okay. Noted.
So do you do a lot of like, how often are you doing more like events compared to like maybe like weddings, or do you do a kind of a mixture of everything?
So I've stepped away from the wedding industry. Okay. I had been stepping away even when I did take on Kyle and Amanda's wedding. I only really do weddings now if I enjoy the client and enjoy the couple. I just think it's so important. Like, it's not about the money to me anymore. Like, this is my passion. This is like what brings me joy. And like, I want it to be an enjoyable experience for everybody. And let me tell you, I've done a few weddings that have not been that way.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. And it's caused me a lot of like stress and anxiety from it. And, you know, like I do now mostly branded events and like, you know, influencer dinners and like installations or activations and like that. I love that so much because like everything I do is super customized and I want it to feel just as unique as the brand or like, you know, the person is. And it's so fun to bring to life like a vision and create an experience. And also like, yes, I create beauty, but like, I also want you to feel beauty, like a sense of like wonder and just like, even in that moment, you know, just like taking it in, like, it's like a moment of like silence for like the beauty, you know?
Have you seen an uptick in like clientele too, since like being on like Full Bloom, obviously, but then like also with Winter House?
You know, like Full Bloom was interesting because they really didn't do a lot of press for it. And I think just like being on that gave me some sort of like validation, you know, like, oh, I'm on HBO, like, cool. But like, not everyone like saw it. And when I did Summer House, like when I did Amanda Kyle's wedding, like at that point, like I had a pretty big, like I had the same roster of clients and stuff. So like, even being on Winter House now, like not really, like, I guess I've been getting a lot of followers, which love that exposure. But like, I have, like you said, like I have a really extensive, like, clientele list that hasn't changed that much, and I'm okay with that. Like, I consider myself to be pretty established in my industry, so yeah, like not that much. Like, I'm busy and I'm happy.
Yeah. If you guys, whoever's listening right now, if you go to dearestrachel.com, which is like your website, like if you go to that client one, I'm like, whoa, like this is amazing.
It's so cool. Like, it's very full circle. And like, I don't take it for granted whatsoever. It's like, it's all very like, oh my God, is this my life?
Yeah. How did you like figure this passion for flowers? Like, how did you even like come up, you know, into this business?
So before flowers, I worked in like visual design, and I worked for a really big photography agency. And, you know, like I worked in a corporate setting, essentially. Like, I was, you know, at one point a stylist, and all very like, you understand like the jumps in career moves that I made. But like, the farther I moved up into the world or whatever, the corporate industry, like the farther away I got from like what made me happy. So like one day I remember I just like came into my agency and I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. Like, hold, like, I'm a bubbly, happy person. Like, I want to have smiley faces on my emails if I want to. Like
three exclamation marks and it doesn't seem weird.
Yeah. But yeah, like, that's just how I am. And like, that isn't like, not to say people aren't like that, but like, I wanted to be in control of like how I conveyed like my personality with my clients. So I quit and did a lot of soul searching. It was a really, really humbling time because I really struggled to like make rent and get by, especially in New York. And like, I worked at coffee shops. I worked at Tacombi. If you guys have been there, it's a little Mexican restaurant in the city. Like,
You hustled to make it.
Yeah. Like, I've always been a hustler, and like, I struggled very, very much. And one day I remember I was flying back from Atlanta. I was visiting like an ex-boyfriend or a boyfriend at the time. And a friend was like, do you need a job? I was like, mm-hmm. They're like, it pays cash. So I was like, tell me more. Love all of this you're saying. They're like, oh, it's like in a little flower shop in like the city. I was like, cute. I want to like, that sounds great. Like, let's do it. And honestly, like, I started like that weekend, and that was, I think 6 or 7 years ago. And it was like, everything clicked. It was like, you know, it's like when you meet the love of your life, like it was just like, you just knit. I knew that this, like everything in my life up until that point, like it combined everything I ever loved about any job. And from there, like things just started to happen, and like so many career moves. And, you know, like in 2019, I started my business, and it's been like very fast, but I think like it's very like deserved. Like I worked so hard to get to this point, and I'm so proud.
It feels, it's like a Nancy Myers movie right now. You know, it's like we're watching you in the world, you're getting your career. Now you've got the guy too. And like, you've got the happy ending.
Like, I hate to say this, but like, I mean, like, when I was younger, I was on like Tumblr and MySpace, and I read this quote back in the day. It was like, give me a tiny apartment, enough food to eat, and a job I love. And that's all I've ever wanted. Everything else that has come, like, you know, being on a show or like, you know, materialistic stuff, like that's never really mattered to me. Like, I just wanted to be happy and feel fulfilled. And like, I just have everything I could ever want and more. And I'm so grateful. And it's like, so it's kind of scary too, though. You're like, oh, I feel like Charlotte in Sex and the City. You're like, what's going to go wrong?
You know, like, it's too good to be true.
Yeah. And it's so weird, but, I'm so happy.
Is your boyfriend into cats?
He's allergic, but you know what?
What's your cat's name?
Kitty.
Katie. Okay.
Literally. Like, my best friend came over the other day, and he was like, he was pretending to be my cat. He was like, my name is Kitty, and that is also what I am.
I love it. What's the fan reception been like? Like, obviously, like we said, like, you're one of our like favorite new cast members. You know, are you getting recognized more? Like, what was your BravoCon experience? Tell us everything.
So it has been crazy. Like it's been overwhelming in the best of ways. Like I've had very, very few negative things said. And like some, like even the things that were said, they're just so like, you're like, oh, whatever. But like the messages that I've gotten in DMs, like they've like made me cry. I never would have expected so many people to reach out. Like I don't necessarily let me being adopted or being Asian, like that is not like, you know, like I don't lead with that. Like, cause I don't see that as like any, like, you know, I see everyone just as they are, but like so many people have reached out being like and shared their stories with me in terms of being adopted or like growing up being Asian and stuff. And it's like, it's wild to me that like so many people feel seen and validated by me being on the show. And it's something that like I has inspired me genuinely to explore more. Like, I'm like, what can I do to talk about it more, or like go on other podcasts or write something and just like share my experience. And it's been great. Like even at BravoCon, like that was so overwhelming. Like Bravo fans are wild. Like
they're loyal.
They are so loyal. Like I'm a tourist and I'm loyal, but like these guys are next level. Mm-hmm. And, but like a lot of people stopped me. And even like in like a few minutes or seconds that we interacted, they're just like, thank you so much for sharing your story. Like I'm adopted, like all these things. Like it's very vulnerable for me to share these things, especially on like such a large platform. And it's made me more like, I've never not been proud, but it's made me be loudly proud about all these things that very much so define me as a human being. And I think it's really special. It's given me like another sense of purpose maybe to pursue.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. I think
we got deep there.
Yeah. But like sometimes, you go on these shows and people put you on like these pedestals, or like they take you down real fast if they don't like the kind of what you're doing. And I think a lot of it, especially why I'm going to throw it back to like that Kyle conversation that you had about your middle name. Right. And I bet so many people resonated with that when you're telling this story of just like, this is my middle name, I don't like it. And Kyle's like, it's beautiful. And it's one of these things that you, like you said, right, you're going through and you're kind of, these things are being brought up again and you're confronting them and having this experience. And now you really do stand for a lot of people who are watching this, like, oh, wow, you're sharing my experience too.
Yeah, it's so like, I began to talk about it more and like, even like, just like in my head, like, you know, just processing everything. And it means so much to me. Like, it's very therapeutic for me to talk about it. But also, like, it means so much to me that people also like,
You should write a children's book because you should write a children's book about it. And like your experience as a little girl and like.
Sherry's a teacher, and so she would definitely read it to her class.
I could see all these flowers in your book. And,
oh my God, yes. And I can draw them.
Yes.
It's just like, there's so many new possibilities because of like being on this platform and having this audience. And like, I know like the show itself is about having fun and like, you know, drinking and partying and stuff, but like, it's so much more than that. Like we're all normal people living lives. We just happen to be like, you know, videoed or filmed for these moments and stuff. But like, I think it's so important to like show more like depth, I guess.
Totally. And like vulnerability.
Like, yeah. And like, it makes you relatable. And like, at the end of the day, like, I just want to, you know, like do some good in the world and in whatever way that I can.
Yeah. Whenever like we were introduced to new cast members, like something that we always say too, is like, sometimes a cast member kind of gets thrown out there and there's no backstory. We're like, how are we supposed to like this person without really knowing who they are?
Happens bond with them, have a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So with that being said, like, obviously, you know, you have Winter House, you have drinking, you're partying, but you're also, again, getting real, having conversations, like learning about other people. Would you do it again?
Oh my God. Yes. Like I always say, like, I'll try anything once and twice if I like it. And I loved it. So I would 1000% do it again. I don't know if there's going to be another season of Winter House, but like if there was and they wanted
Summer House, Summer House around the corner.
Oh my God. Listen, summertime versions of everyone is better. You know this. I look better. I feel better.
We want a spring break house because we're like, you know, you have a lot of hot people with a lot of clothing on.
Yeah. I want to be more free.
Yes. Well, and that becomes your fashion sense. Like, what are your top three stores? I feel like you put really fun things together. You know, how would you describe your fashion or what do you, where do you shop?
Mary's like, give us some tips here so we can upgrade ourselves.
Take from me, from my hot take on fashion is like, I really love the high low life. So like, I love luxury. I love designer. Don't get me wrong. Like I really like, I take a lot of pride in my clothing and what I wear. And I like, honestly, it doesn't matter like how much something costs. It's like, what makes me feel good? You know, like what fits my body? And that's what I really, really pay attention to. And like, I mean, like, where do I shop? Like all over the place. I know that's so great.
Well, you probably like, what are you thinking?
Instagram is the bigot. It gets me every time. I'm like, I would never wear that, but I'm buying it now.
My boyfriend took a nap. And in that time I bought 4 tops and like 2 dresses and he wakes up. I'm like, look what I got. He's like, that was an expensive nap I took. I was like, it's my money, but yes, you're right. It was an expensive time. Don't leave me alone like that again.
No naps allowed. You can't be left to your own devices. Like, no.
I know, it's crazy. But yeah, like, I mean, I really try to buy really like well-made clothing statement pieces nowadays. Cause I built my wardrobe up around like core, like foundation pieces or whatever capsule, whatever people say nowadays. But yeah, I mean like, I still buy fast fashion here and there, but like, I prefer to buy like well-made clothing.
Timeless.
Timeless. I like to say my style is like classic with a twist. Like I like to be extra. But yeah,
Coat that you walked in with, it just was like, I'm going to like this girl.
Yeah.
That was like such a good coat. And like, it's kind of a dupe off another designer, but you know, I love like the olive green. I feel like that's like extra, but like practical. And that's kind of how I view my style. Maybe.
I like that extra, but practical. Okay. That's good. That's like, next time you see us, we're just going to have like fascinators on our head and like, you know, like a G and like a denim jumpsuit. And we're like, well, no, it's a high low thing. Don't worry.
I'm here for it. I mean, whatever makes you happy.
Going off of like fashion, let's go into like these theme parties. Okay. So I feel like one, there's a theme every single day. How are you guys like preparing for this? Is there like a Google calendar that everybody is assigning a day to? How are you deciding? I mean, you did a garden party and I was dying because Luke is literally dressed as an apple. So I'm like, okay, are we going like an Adam and Eve kind of thing? Like who's coming up with these and like, what do you guys do behind the scenes with it all?
I mean, like, we don't know what we discuss like what we're doing like the day before, you know, someone's like, oh, I have this idea and like, let's do it. And like, I mean, like I came to the house with 10 huge storage bags and a suitcase. Like I came prepared. And I think most of the girls do the same. They ship clothing or whatever. Like you just never know. And people are always like, why did you bring that stuff, that much stuff? And I'm like, why wouldn't you?
Like you don't know what theme it's going to be.
Yeah. I don't know.
We've got Euphoria. We've got the Viking games. We've got Garden theme. Like, I mean, it's wild.
I like to be prepared. So I think like that, like, I mean, like we went to a flower shop earlier the day before my Garden of Eden party. So we were able to like pick up some fabric or some fun stuff and like, whatever. Amazon exists for a reason. And like,
I was going to say, there's always seems to be Amazon boxes on the front porch.
Yes. And I feel like we get a lot of shit for that, but like someone's got
to have a theme party. You got to plan 2 days ahead. I get it.
You're just making it aesthetically pleasing for the viewers.
Yeah,
exactly. Like we're
there's
just
no half-assed parties.
Yeah. I mean, like I people are like, oh my God. And I'm like, well, what do you like putting a theme on a party always makes it more fun, you know, like totally. For everybody involved. So it's like, what do you want from us?
The Euphoria party really gave me like high school basement feels, like, you know, somebody's like parents were on. I felt like I was like, okay, somebody's parents are out of town and we're throwing this party. And like, I was
best
like,
parties.
Yeah. I'm like, and it gave me like every vibe that's like happening. I'm like, oh, they're like really, really sticking to this theme. I love it.
So much fun, honestly, like one of the most fun parties. I feel like one because the toms were awesome, and also like we never like even like in season one, like no one really threw parties in the basement. It's like, why wouldn't you? Like it's like darker, you know, it's giving, like you said, giving you like the vibes of like throwing a party in your basement when you're like, you know, when you shouldn't have or shouldn't be doing that. But yeah, that was so much fun. Also, I loved my dress or lack of dress, I'll say.
I mean, and then that was the first time that you made out with Jason.
It was. It's so funny. Like remembering these things like 8 months ago, I'm like, oh my God, that happened.
Right. Yeah. What's it like rewatching this show? Right. And like, obviously you're seeing like week by week, are you like ever cringing, or are you ever like, oh my gosh, that was such a funny moment. Or, oh, they never showed this part.
It's funny because like sometimes like even earlier today, I was like, I had a flashback. I was like, oh, but I didn't show that part. But like I honestly,
is that in a good or a bad way?
in no type of way. I was kind of just like, huh. Or like, and like that's another funny thing. Like, you know, like fans are like, especially at BravoCon, they're like, I can't wait to see what happens. I'm like, me too. Like,
what are they gonna air?
Yeah, because like again, like I wasn't there for all the scene, like all the conversations and all the activities. So it's like interesting to see it play out, and also just like see like what other people might have said or whatnot. But you know, going on to the show, Kyle gave me the best advice, and he was just like, just be you, and you will have nothing to regret. And I was like 100% authentically myself, and like in that way, like of course, yeah, I'm cringing because anyone does when they hear their voice or like all these things. Completely.
As but like podcast host, we feel that very much. Exactly. Like, oh God, I heard myself. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I'm like, that's why I laugh or like whatever. Like my friends always like tell me like, oh my God, your facial expressions are so funny. And I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could see my face. And now I do. And I'm like, now I understand. Now I understand why my face is a meme right now. But anyway, but no, I'm not embarrassed in the sense of like, I regret anything that I did or said. Like I was me, and, you know, like, I think that's like the best advice that Kyle gave me, and I could give anyone else like wanting to do something like this or in general in life.
And you made out with the hottest guy in the house, in my opinion. And that kind of segues into a game that I'd like to play with you. And
I'm going to prep you. This is a tough one. Okay.
Oh, no, not a twist. Not really.
Luke had a hard time when we asked Luke this question.
Oh no, I listened to it. Okay.
It's the fuck, marry, kill, but also who would you want to be your brother? So there's a four way, you know? So this is today. It's between Luke, Austin, Corey, and Jason. So you can F, marry, kill, and then you have a brother. Luke, Austin, Corey.
Austin is my brother, oddly enough. I would fuck Luke. Yeah. Kill Corey.
Okay.
Mary
Jane. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Those are good.
I like that combo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That really came naturally for me. Okay.
Like I've never thought about this ever in my life.
Oh my God, that was really hard. Oh my God, sorry.
You did.
Sorry, Corey.
You know, it's okay. He has had a few good episodes recently. It seems a little tough for him.
Yeah, I mean, he did all those things and said all the things. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to ask you, like, just to kind of describe your cast members in a few words. I said one word to Luke, and that proved hard, like, very tough, because I think it's just, how do you relate to one word? You could give superlatives too. So we'll start with Kyle.
Okay.
Thoughts on Kyle, like just a couple of words to describe him.
Okay. Funny, caring, uplifting, and the life of the party.
Love that for Kyle. Okay. Amanda is next.
Amanda, sweetest, biggest heart, sensible, kind, and like nurturing.
I like sensible. I think that's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Austin.
Austin. Oh my God. I want to say like the class clown in the best of ways, because he was entertaining. Great facial expressions.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah, he like brought the drama.
I mean, him coming out in the Pope costume, I was like cracking up. I don't know why it was like, so my child.
Like, hush. I literally, like, do you know, like, when you just like you hear someone's voice and like a phrase like that, like, sticks with me, and like no one else really understands like why that's so funny to me. well, one more thing for Austin to say. He was, I feel like he's just like not grounded is the wrong word. He's just like
down to earth.
Yeah. Like, he's funny, like a good time.
Craigie.
I love the laughter, because I know that there's some, like we were saying, like there's some story that you like probably are not going to tell us. Mary will try to get it out of you, but like, you can't tell us something.
I want to just be like, he's the definition of like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to walk out looking deranged, but like also own it. I think he's so funny. And like, I mean, I'm just going to go on a tangent here, but like, one of my favorite memories is like, we all hung out, and I'm not sure if like this had this aired yet, but we like just all hung out together, and it just felt like we were all just like normal people hanging out at the bar. And it, like, he's just like, he actually is like the sweetest and like biggest teddy bear. Like, he's so nice and like so welcoming. And I really did enjoy like getting to know him.
Would you say he's the number one guy on Bravo?
I have no opinion, because I don't really watch Bravo. So.
Okay. We'll get there.
If that's what he wants to be, I'll let him have it, you know?
Okay. What about Paige?
Oh my God, Paige. I love that she's like super straightforward. She's like that girl, you know, super fashionable, so funny, and like really good with one-liners. Like, she really got the punchlines, and I appreciate how like witty she is.
Absolutely. Okay, what about Jason?
Jason, great cook, great body, super kind, respectful, and like just very like aware. And I mean, there's not anything funny about anything.
No, like, it doesn't have to be funny. Like,
yeah.
What about Sierra?
Beautiful, stunning, so funny, and like very, like, her mannerisms are very cute. Like, I know like some people might say like she's standoffish, but honestly, like, she's like very welcoming and like cozy. She's like a cozy person.
Yeah, I feel like she's always like, when we see like the new seasons, she's always kind of going up to the new cast members and making them feel like comfortable and everything.
She totally is. And like, because she's been there and she gets it, but like, she's such a cozy, cute person. I love Sierra.
My dream for her is this summer she introduces us to someone she's been dating. That's my dream for her. I think it's going to happen. I'm manifesting it for her.
I think the world wants her to find somebody.
She was. That's not Austin, like anybody, but,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Maybe someone not on the show, you know?
Yeah. Maybe like she needs to go, like, maybe a doctor from her nursing day.
I was just about to say, maybe a doctor.
I would love that for her.
Yeah.
She's a nurse. That would make sense.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. How about Jess?
Jess.
A girl's girl.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. The opposite of a girl's girl. Yeah. A boy's girl.
You could just go to Corey.
Okay. Yeah. Corey, I love that he can take a joke. Like, I love that he shits on people, but also can take it, you know, like he completely owns like who he is and owns the your interpretation of him might be upon meeting him, and he totally like just doesn't care. Like, I was like, again, the pearl necklace, I was like, what are you wearing? Like, why are you wearing that? And he's like, it was my grandma's or my mom's. And I was like, oh, okay, that's actually kind of cute. Like,
I did really laugh when you guys were atoning for your sins and you're like, I need to apologize because I ripped his shirt into a crop top. And I don't know why that really got me. Like,
if you watch that again, you will see me like completely spacing out because I'm like literally thinking, I'm like, what have I done that I need to apologize for? And like literally only thing I could think of. And but it's true. His shirt was like, it needed to go. Like, it was like,
You did him a favor.
Yeah. It was giving me like distressed, like clothing that we wore when we were in like eighth grade. And I was like, Corey, no.
Ed Hardy, a little.
I was going to say that, but thank you for saying that. I didn't want to, but you did. Gotcha. So.
I know. It almost does feel like he could be on Jersey Shore in some way.
I've read some certain comments about that, and it's like very comical. And you know, if you said that to him, he'd probably be like, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like, cabs are here.
Exactly. And he like
GTL, oh my God. Gym Tan Laundry, baby.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he probably does all of that.
Like, he literally owns a gym. So yeah. He's
definitely there. My God, yes, exactly. And he probably does tan. So
okay, and then finally Luke,
oh my God. Super down to earth, great, like I've had great conversations with him. I think he's like a very wholesome person, like just caring and handy.
Let's take a quick break.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is
a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What did you think about that? What happened between like Luke and Jess?
I think it's unfortunate. And I think like as a woman, we, all the girls, you know, right away, the guys as well, like you, like we stood by her and we automatically like, you know, like rallied for her, because no matter what happens or happened, like a woman can change her mind at any given point, and there doesn't need to be a rhyme or a reason. I think like, especially portrayed in like, the girl, like, you know, like Mean Girl edit or whatever that was going on and stuff. Like, I think it's just important that, like, not just about that situation, but like, if you have a problem or if something's going on with somebody, like, just be direct, talk about it. And I know, like, a lot of her upbringing has caused her, like, created some sort of tension in voicing her opinions about things. But I think it's just a lesson for everybody, like, to create a safe space or be comfortable with your own opinions and feelings to talk about them. Do I feel bad how it played out? 100%. Like, I'm sad that Luke left. I'm sad Jess felt uncomfortable. I'm sad that Craig got upset, and like all the things, like that affects me. Like, I'm a sensitive person and stuff. So I mean, like, I wish things had played out differently, but I don't think anyone had bad intentions.
Yeah. It felt like everything kind of happened and then like alcohol happened. And then all of a sudden it got blown out of out of proportion, but you know, things like you couldn't say anything, you couldn't talk because like everybody's drinking, the situation just changes.
Yeah. It was like a very, like, I'm glad that we all overcame it and we're able to like still like coexist happily in the same house and, you know, just found a new man. So we're all okay. We're all okay.
And we all got to see that. That was something.
That was a lot.
I was like, please go back and cover that camera again.
I literally, like, I can't get over that. Like, that was a very aggressive conversation to have at like 9 a.m.
for me. I mean, you were making me laugh too. And you're like, I will just stay with like my cat. Like, I do not want that.
No, I was like, I don't need a man to rearrange my organs like that to that degree. I'm sorry. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, definitely.
You're big doesn't mean you know how to use it. I don't know. But apparently he does because things happened.
No surprise there. No surprise there.
Ugh. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. I'm going to switch gears. How many tattoos do you have? I want to talk about the face is a rose, right? Is it a rose or a flower?
Yeah. It is a rose. I have a lot, over 30, honestly. They stem from like itty bitty ones to like larger pieces. I love them. I mean, I think it's like an extension of who I am. It's like my jewelry. I just think it's like self-expression. I know that's cliche, but like they are a part of me. And like, honestly, I got a lot of my flower tattoos before I even was in the floral industry. So I think it was kind of like a little sneak peek.
Yeah. You manifested that. Whole career. Mm-hmm. Do any of the other girls in the house have tattoos? I feel like it's really just you. I can see Jess maybe having like one or two.
Jess has some and Sierra has a few tiny ones as well. But like, that's another funny thing. A lot of people probably like don't have tattoos or like a lot of piercings and stuff. And I think it's like, I think it's actually nice because I think like my mom and I for the longest time didn't like see eye to eye on it because she's like, oh my God, you're never going to get a job. You're never going to be successful. And I'm like, times are changing. Like they can be classy, they can be chic and like, you know, so I think it's cool that like that also that has been like showcased as well, you know?
Yeah. When my dad first discovered one of my tattoos, he's like, you just lost $750,000 in your salary of your life. Like, I cover it with my watch. Like no one even sees it. Like what? Like no, the times are changed. People have tattoos now. It's okay.
My mom's the exact same way. And I'm like,
Look at me now.
Like, what are you going to do when you're 70 years old? I'm like, still have them? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's normal now.
I'd always feel like, it's not like I have like offensive. It's not, you know what I mean? Like offensive things. Like I have pretty flowers on, like I literally have the word flowers on me, mom. Like, ugh. But anyway, she's gotten over it clearly, but this is funny.
How often do you get to see your mom?
Not that often. I mean, I grew up in Connecticut and she still lives there. I think it's been very hard for me, at least, like losing so many people in my family and like, I mean, we both experienced it a little bit differently, of course. And my way of kind of coping with loss has been like moving forward and focusing on things that I can focus on. And that's like my relationship that's like my career and like my future and focusing on like all the potential that life has in store for me. And like, I think it's been difficult for my mom because I mean, like her whole world, like my dad, like that is her world, like her son, like it's tremendously affected her and me as well. But like, then again, like when all this started happening for me, like I was very like in my early 20s and I needed to focus on the future in order to get through it. And, you know, I need to chase the light and not the darkness. So sometimes when I go home, it's a big, like dark cloud to me. But luckily, like over the last few years, and especially like as my mom has seen like the positive feedback from all the fans and like the articles and stuff, like she's so proud and like we talk more often. And I think like, maybe like my boyfriend and I will go home for Christmas. And I think like having a buffer will really help. Right.
Does she watch the show?
I think she did. Cause she sent me a very lengthy text, which should have been, which could be considered an email actually. on her Android, mind you.
Did she sign it mom too? Like, I feel like they like always send a message.
She does and then with mom. Like all the array of heart emojis, all the colors. And it's really funny.
A true boomer.
Yes, with a mom. I think she did watch it because she did watch the most recent episode with like kind of like the you know, Jess situation. And she said that I handled it so maturely and she's so proud of me and like my flowers are beautiful and like da 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 da. So I think she did watch it, which is actually terrifying because
it's like, I feel like it's like a catch 22, right? She kind of is seeing like, like who you are when like your parents aren't around kind of thing, you know, like, yeah, and so, yeah, but then it's like, she's seeing the good, like it's a still a good side of you that she's seeing. So it's like, you know, but
she wasn't very supportive of me going on to the show. I'm not going to lie, cause she's like aware of the premise of like the show, but I think she sees like my like personality and like my intentions or like whatever I have to offer, like shines through more through like the partying aspect of everything. And I think that like, she's like, oh wait, like I'm proud, or like, I mean, I'm sure there's certain parts where she's like, Rachel, did you have to kiss someone like that? Or like
I absolutely did have to. Thank you for asking.
Why are you wearing that? Or like, you know, but that, whatever, I'm a grown woman. She can, whatever.
I love that. So you said you don't really watch other like Bravo shows. Like what are you watching? Like what's your, like what's on your DVR right now or your whatever we're calling it?
I mean, my favorite show, I'm not gonna lie, is Gilmore Girls. I watch it every single day. Like literally, like, it's been my favorite shows since I like for like since 2007 or whatever, since it aired. Other than that, like I'm a huge horror movie fan. Like like sci-fi to like psychological thrillers to slashers to like pure thrillers, like I love them all, good and bad.
Have you seen the new Barbarian movie?
It was so disappointing.
Okay, I haven't watched it, but people have said it's really scary, but it sounds like maybe not. Okay.
I have thoughts on it, but we can talk about that later. Okay. But I was so excited for it and it fell so flat for me.
Oh, but that's down.
But anyway, but I always say I love watching scary movies because I deal with flowers every day. Like my life is so pretty. Like I need something grounding, like horror, to balance me out, you know.
Have you watched Kyle Richards and Halloween Ends?
Yes, obviously. Obviously, like anytime a new movie, like TikTok keeps me updated with what I need to watch and new scary movies. I literally screenshot them and then I'm just like, okay, this is what I'm going to watch right now.
Yeah, totally. So did you, when you were like at BravoCon, did you meet Kyle? Did you meet other Bravo Lebs? Like, do you have like this new kinship with other people that are also Bravo celebrities?
You know, I didn't get a chance to meet as many people, but I did, like, I understand the housewives. Like, I understand it. I like watched a panel. I was like, oh my God, they're hilarious. And then like, I'm like, also like I watched a panel like with mixed people from like Vanderpump Rules. And I was like, oh my God, I understand why there's so many seasons. Like, yeah. I was like, she just like some, I forget her name, but like they said so many funny things. And I was like, you are iconic and I need to watch it now. And
probably I was going to say, I bet it's Lala.
It was definitely, yeah, it was her. It was her. She said something. I won't repeat it, but like, it was so.
Is it about funny. Randall's jawline?
Yes, it resonates with me. That's another line that just sticks in my brain and I can't unhear it. She's like, I deserve it. I was like, yeah, girl, you do. But anyway, yeah.
So now you're going to go back and watch these shows.
That is worth it. That
season one of Vanderpump Rules is 100% worth it.
Things will never be the same. It's,
yeah.
I did meet a bunch of people from Southern Charm, like all the girls, and mm-hmm. I really enjoy them. Like they came to like the premiere of Winter House and I watched Southern Charm actually just because like, you know, meeting Craig and Austin and stuff. And I was
to get
like,
your background, you know?
Yeah. And I was like, I love you. And they're all like, okay.
Like you'll see who I am after you watch this premiere.
Yeah. Or, you know, I met Ariana from Vanderpump, obviously, because she was there because like the Toms are on our show. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm obsessed with you. And like, we talked in DMs. I was like, I think you're just so beautiful. I'm like, I love you.
She's fun. And she's nice. She's down to earth.
Yeah, I feel like she's just like so great. So like I did meet a few people just over the weekend because of all the events. And I at the end, they're like, we're normal people. So it's just like, just talk, you know, like whatever.
100%. Okay. So I'll leave you with like our last question. I know. So like you've been telling us so much and we really appreciate you taking the time. But so we throw every year, we throw a March Madness competition and it's basically the everybody who like comes to our Instagram gets to vote on who they think the hottest man on Bravo is.
Uh-oh.
Past winners include Luke. We've got Carl. We've got Andrea. And then we have Bo from Vanderpump Rules and Mauricio. So those have been our five winners. But we want to ask you, who do you think could be deserving of it this upcoming year?
I forgot his name. And hopefully you guys can maybe help me with that. I think he's not. Is he on Below Deck or Vanderpump?
The captain?
No, he has an accent. He has an accent. I think it's Vanderpump.
Not James Kennedy.
Sheena's husband? Brock?
Like a rugby player?
Because he had a girlfriend and they got, like, he proposed. No, was that someone else? He had a girlfriend and now he doesn't and now he does. He's so hot. He has an accent.
Is it James Kennedy? James Kennedy? He's a DJ too? So.
Yes!
James Kennedy?
Oh, watch the panel he was on. I was like, I'm gonna slide it. I was thinking, I'm gonna slide it. And then he was like, my girlfriend. I was like, I'm not gonna slide it. I'm a sucker for an accent. What can I say?
go back and watch now. Your mind will change.
But he's got some really good one-liners.
It's not about the pasta.
Yeah, like it's, I mean, he is a character and I can see that. He usually goes at least to like 16, the round of 16.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe two. We also think maybe Jason could go far. We could see that too. You know, it's like there's nobody on Bravo that's like not good looking, you know? It's
and that's like, I mean, like that's just like a requirement, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, thanks for chatting with me. And now I have to like change my mind on him. What's his name?
Get back to us. James Kennedy, get back to us. But gotcha. Thank you so much for joining us and everyone. Keep watching Winter House. It's been a fun journey and we're glad we got to know you better, Rachel. So
thank you for having me. I had a blast.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.